This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ayut behind Bell left. They run Mason off the left side. A cutback run. Touchdown! San Francisco!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Emmy Award winner, now DraftKings Network NFL analyst, Trey Wingo. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, everybody. And shout out to my people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sesh, Bryce, Haji, Joey, and BBS, we're all excited. How are we?
Fantastic. Love that shout out right there.
Trey, before we get into sports conversation, we were just reminded a few moments ago that today is National Suicide Prevention Day. And we, a lot of times on our fan texts, we have conversations with people. We've gotten to know our listeners, our audience very well. And it's one of those things that really, it's very deep. Those scars have happened to us in times, but at the same time, we have a platform, we have a place where we get to have these conversations with people. And I was just kind of curious for you, because sports is a great place to start. Have you had any of those moments that have been very poignant for you or kind of life-changing with your audience over the years, where you've had something impact you and you've been able to share it mental health-wise or whatever with your audience and you've grown from it?
Yeah, when we did a piece once on NFL Live talking about my best day, it was written about this guy who had had all sorts of tragedies in his life, and he just needed something to sort of help him get through. So he started asking people to write in and tell him about their best day. And afterwards, we went around the set, and it was me, Teddy Bruschi, Herm Edwards, and Damian Woody that day, and we were all asking about, you know, what our best day was. And, we have two kids and they're grown and they're doing wonderful now. But when our daughter was born, she didn't speak for the first 2.5 years of her life. Mm-hmm. And we took her and got her tested. And it turns out she had some developmental issues and, needed some help. And, I remember when we went in to the doctor and I said, well, is she going to be able to, go to school and have a normal life? And they said, we really don't know the answer to that. So she was in special services up until 10th grade. And in 10th grade, she decided, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to just try and fight through it. She graduated National Honor Society and got into her college of her choice. And the day we got that phone call, that was a really good day. So, that's just something that just came to the top of my mind there.
Trey, I want to, first off, thank you for sharing that. As a father who's, our audience knows this, my daughter was born with special needs as well, and she's in middle school right now.
Yeah.
And we've been going to Cleveland Clinic to work on her seizures for pretty much her whole life.
Yeah.
To as somebody who has experienced that and shared that, man, I'm very proud for her, and I'm proud for that moment, man. That's thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that today.
No, thank you for asking. And you know, we don't do that enough. You know, especially as dudes, we tend to try and bury all this stuff. And that's still always going to be one of the greatest days of my life.
Well, shameless plug right here. Then we do a marathon charity show the day before Thanksgiving to support My Possibilities, which is a facility that caters specifically to people with
cognitive.
Okay.
Yes.
Done.
Awesome.
All right.
Now let's have some fun and talk some sports.
Football. All right.
You got it, man.
So
smooth transition.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. Segway.
There's a lot to get to. I was curious your thoughts. I mean, and it all kind of revolves around the same thing. Your thoughts about the play of Jordan Mason, the absence of Christian McCaffrey, and then Jordan Mason potentially tipping his hand that he got told on Friday that he was probably going to start.
And then Kyle Shanahan saying, I didn't tell him on Friday.
Yeah,
I don't know what
you're
talking about there. Nothing to see here. Carry on, my wayward son. Look, I'm a sucker for guys that when they have an opportunity to step up and be that guy for their team and get that chance and they do it. It's awesome, right? That's what you live for. You know, everyone wants that opportunity. And you know, next man up is the philosophy in the NFL. And, you know, this is a guy who's had some success before. I think it was in December of 2022, he was playing and ripped off like almost a 58 or 60 yard run against Seattle that really sealed the game in the fourth quarter. And that helped the Niners win the division that year. So it's a guy who has stepped up before, and to see him do what he did against what we all believe still is a really good defense for the Jets. Now, I thought the Niners were going to win, but if you would have told me that they're going to roll up 400 plus yards of offense and almost double the time of possession against that Jets defense without Christian McCaffrey, I would have said, I don't think so. So that's why, you know, it's the stupidest thing in the world. That's why you play the games, right? You play it for these kind of things to happen because it's never scripted. It's never written that this is going to happen the way you think it is. And then you have the game and it plays out, and it was just awesome. It was awesome to see that guy step up and accept the challenge and make the most of it.
The other part of that is a lot of people going, hey, anybody can run in that San Francisco scheme. And there's part of it that I do believe, but I also believe, man, you have to be fast. You have to be able to get to that hole, and you have to be the body that can actually do the job too.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like a lot of people, Raheem Mostert has had a lot of success in that San Francisco offense. And now, of course, he's down in Miami and having success there as well. So Kyle Shanahan, like, if you're a running back and you don't like playing for Kyle Shanahan, I don't know what your problem is. Okay, like, that's a you problem. That is not a Kyle Shanahan problem. So for him to step up, though, and do it, you know, it just really, again, it was all – I mean, this game, the Niners went to the Super Bowl, okay, and had a 10-point lead against the Chiefs. Yet the only thing anybody was talking about was Aaron Rodgers' return and the Jets. And the 49ers said, hold my beer. We don't freaking care about any of that. And went out there and punched him. They punched him in the mouth, which is exactly what they did.
Well, I do have to ask the obligatory question, especially early. What did you think about the Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson connection, or just Aaron Rodgers in general?
I thought Aaron Rodgers was fine. He was not spectacular. He was not terrible. He was fine. You know, and it's going to take a while. You know, Cousins, I think we saw a glimpse of what to expect from Aaron with Kirk Cousins' game Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, he came back from his Achilles. He tore it later in the season than Aaron Rodgers did. But, you know, it's going to take time. And it's going to take, you know, all these Jets fans, man, you know, they're like a bunch of Tanglewood moms on a frickin' Facebook forum somewhere. Just, oh, this is our year. This is our year. It's never been the Jets' year, right? Their only Super Bowl appearance was before man walked on the moon, supposedly. If you talk you know, I just look, either play or don't play. Play well or don't play well. But this was not the start they wanted in any way, shape, or form.
The way the Cowboys started, however, was
that is the start we want.
Yes, everything that the Cowboys
fans wanted.
Brother. You lay that out though.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Browns are just that bad, or the Cowboys are just that good?
Well, I think that what you saw in that game, first and foremost, was a quarterback who earned the contract he got and one who is still to live up to the contract he was given, if we're just being honest about it, okay? Yep. Dak was dealing in the first half. Now, listen, I think he threw for under 200 yards, but he did what was necessary. And really, I'm just so happy for Mike Zimmer to coming back to Dallas and doing what he does. You know, Darren Woodson's a really good friend of mine and should be in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
He will
yes.
tell you. He will tell you point. But he's the leading tackler in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, yep. What else do you need to be in the Hall of Fame? I'm sorry. He will tell me. He's told me 100 times his favorite coach he's ever played for is Zim. So I was just so happy to see Zim come back and get that defense rolling. But you know, Dak played really well, and Deshaun Watson. That's going to go down as the worst contract in the history of the NFL, and it's not even close. Like, it's not even close, okay? His cap hit, no matter what they do with him for the next 2 years, is $72 million. There's no way to mitigate it. He was 0 for 10 on throws downfield of at least 15 yards or more. And why is that significant? That's the worst percentage since they've been tracking that statistic since 2006.
Wow.
So it's not... And people say, well, you know, their offensive line was bad and the Cowboys' defense is good. Both of that is true. This isn't a one-off, okay? Since he's come back from that 11-game suspension a couple of seasons ago, this is who he is. This is who he's been. This has been an abject failure of a experiment for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm sorry, at some point they have to start thinking about starting Jameis Winston because that team is really talented and they have a really good defense that kept him in that game, holding the Cowboys to field goals in the second half outside of the special teams play.
Yeah.
So you know they've got to address that situation. This is not. I mean, it's not a one game situation for Deshaun Watson. Joe Flacco saved their season last year, not Deshaun Watson. And they've got to have an honest talk about what quarterback gives them the best chance to win right now, because I don't think it's Deshaun.
What do you think happened there? Because I know some people will say injuries. That feels like only part of the story. What happened to Deshaun Watson, who, going back before all of this, and now there's another charge being leveled against him from the same time frame, yep. looked like he was ready to be the man in the NFL?
Well, you know, this game is a lot like golf, football. You can do all the weights and run all the things and, you know, have the 40 times and get all that stuff in, but how do you handle it mentally, right? How do you handle it mentally? Ben Crenshaw, University of Texas product, said, I'm 6 inches from being a good golfer, and that's a space between my left ear and my right. And on many levels, football's the same way. You can have all the physical tools, you can have all the attributes, you can have all those things, but if you can't handle things mentally and prepare yourself, you're going to struggle. And there's just no way for me to see all the things that have gone on with Deshaun and all the things that continue to go on with Deshaun. Yeah. As you said, the new allegations
and a new lawsuit filed, which is the 26th, I believe. There's no way that can't affect you. Like, you're not a human being if that stuff doesn't affect you. So, he at one point, you know, I'll tell you this, in the 2017 draft, the Chiefs obviously had Mahomes as their primary target. But if Mahomes was not available, they were going to draft up and take Deshaun Watson. That was plan B. And maybe it's a different story if Deshaun Watson goes to Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all those things he had that Kansas City had. Maybe the outcome's a different story. But he went to Houston. They had one good year. They had that 24-point lead, and they were outscored 51-7 after that in the divisional round against the Chiefs. And it all spiraled downhill after that, and maybe he doesn't have the other issues that pop up. But you can't just say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. That stuff doesn't weigh – it has to weigh on him. You're not human if that stuff doesn't weigh on you in some way, shape, or form.
Trey, the Cowboys – the line I brought in yesterday was Micah can still be a force, but he doesn't have to be the only force. And that, a lot of times last year it felt like Dan Quinn was like, if I don't have Micah go, then I don't have anything right now aside from, you know, great cornerback play. But – This game was one where you were like, oh man, the whole team the whole defense is a force right now. How long into a season do you typically say, man, this could be an all-time defense?
Well, I mean, let's more than 1 week.
Yeah,
for sure.
Dang it!
It's not doomsday two yet, right? But
right.
It's going to be a really, really good defense. They have the weapons. You know, Tank Lawrence is still a beast. That offensive line, that defensive line comes at you in waves. The thing about Micah is like one sack, right? But like he was an obliterator of a game plan is what he was yesterday. I mean, Sunday. He just like, but to me, sacks are great, right? Don't get me wrong. Sacks are wonderful. But the best statistic for me in terms of what qualifies a good defense is consistent pressure. And you look at how many pressures the Cowboys got. Look at how many pressures and how many times Micah was in there changing the dynamic of the play. And I've heard defenders, I mean, I even had Cam Hayward and I got into an argument about this on Twitter. He goes, I'll always take the sack because they can potentially lead to turnovers. I'm like, okay, well, let's go back to the Super Bowl that was just played. Patrick Mahomes threw one interception in that game. And what was it? It was when he was pressured and rolling out of the pocket and he threw an interception. So pressures can also lead to turnover. Pressure also led to the field goal attempt by the 49ers in overtime because Chris Jones just blasted through unblocked and Brock Purdy had no time to find an open wide receiver. Sacks are great if you get them on the ground, but give me pressures constantly moving that quarterback off the target. You're going to have a good defense.
Talk with Trey Wingo right here on 105 Through the Fan. And luckily, one of the reasons we get to talk to you is because of the new DraftKings gig. I know you're no stranger to media, but how's it been going thus far with DraftKings?
That was fun. We had our first show last night. It's the pregame power up 5 to 6 Central Time.
There you go.
Monday and Thursday, getting you set for the for the primetime games. We'll be all over the Bills and the Dolphins, which is a huge one this coming Thursday. So, yeah, it's been really fun. The people I work with are great. A lot of folks that I used to work with at another place are there. And it's just nice to have that thing up and running and work with people that I know and trust. And it's been great so far. So we're looking forward to it all season long. And we'll be at the Super Bowl all week long as well.
Oh, we'll be there too. So we look forward to catching up with you then. But, Trey, I just want to let you know, we get instant access with our fan text, our Twitch, our YouTube. And every single text and tweet that's coming in right now, thanks you for opening up earlier in this segment. Really appreciate having you on, man.
Anytime, man. Again, count me in for whatever you guys are doing in November, okay?
Yes,
for
sir.
Sure. Thank you very much.
All right, take care, guys. We'll see you.
There you go. Trey Wingo right here on 105 Through the Fan. I just want to read a couple of these. I know we really got to go.
All right. It's just baseball buckets, Kevin.
From the 4-6. There's big baseball news. From the 4-6-9, there's a real man right there. Great interview from the 4-6-9. Having a daughter on the spectrum changed my life for the better in so many ways. From the 817, you guys, even though you make us cry at times, we sure do love you. From the 817, holy wow, this was amazing. From another 817, Trey, that's exactly how a real man helps other men. Open up and share. From the 4-6-9. I don't know about my best day, but this has been my best 15 to 20 minutes of radio I have heard in a long time. Great job, guys.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote. Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.